This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold his faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Mr. Obama is going to give his farewell address this evening. In fact, CNN is having a countdown. They're waiting with bated breath for his farewell address. Although, I don't think it's going to be a farewell address. In fact, if you think about it, with an unpredictable foe in the White House, the National Party in disarray, and even more congressional losses looming in 2018, Democrats are begging Mr. Obama to keep himself in the headlines after he leaves office, and he's eager to deliver. According to a dozen prominent Democrats, Obama's planning a more politically active post-presidency than perhaps any other previous U.S. leader in modern times. Obama will work to rebuild the beleaguered party, mentor and train young people, and plan strategy with Democrat lawmakers, possibly campaigning and raising money. The reality of a Trump administration has sunk in, said Gilda Cobb Hunter, a member of the Democrat National Committee from South Carolina and a state legislator there. You have someone trying to erase your legacy. You have to do all that you can to make sure that that doesn't happen. I'm pretty certain that Obama's not going to go away. In fact, he's pretty much already said that. So I don't think this is going to be a farewell speech tonight. In fact, what I think it's going to be is a kickoff to Obama sticking around. If you noticed last night, I don't know if you saw this last night, if you caught this. Last night there was a CNN did this big town hall meeting, right, with Bernie Sanders. But it really was not a town hall meeting. It was a kickoff. It was a kickoff to start this new Tea Party-like movement within the Democrat Party. And unlike the Tea Party, that was a grassroots movement that didn't really have a national leader, Bernie Sanders is going to be that guy. So Obama's not going to go away. I mean, he is still the most prominent, Democrat. He is, still the leader of the party. The Clintons have been vanquished. I mean, Donald Trump has vanquished the Clintons. And I suspect that, by Mr. Obama hanging out in D.C., I think it's a bad move. I think that it will diminish his legacy, frankly. I mean, leave, dude. If you leave, it's like you drop the mic, you walk off the stage. You got to know when to leave the party, right? You don't want to be hanging around when the bar closes, scrambling around. No! You want to leave before closing. You don't want to get kicked out of the club. No. You want to take care of business and leave. There's a certain a power in that. You know? It reminds me of the Jerry Seinfeld episode where George Costanza's like, talking to Jerry about, leaving. Well, when do you leave? It's like, a comedian. He's having a great night, and he makes his best joke of the night. It's time to walk off the stage. Thank you very much. Good night, everybody. I'm out. Right? But he's not going to do that. He is going to stay in D.C., and he's going to be a general pain in the ass. So that's what he's decided to do. And, if you think about it, who do the Democrats have, really? The Democrats have, what? Bernie Sanders? Elizabeth Warren? Bunch of old white people. Think about it. You know, it's so funny that, they talk about diversity and all that. But who do they have as the head of the party now? Of course, they've got Obama. But who's waiting in the wings? They got, Joe Biden? Really? Elizabeth Warren? Who else? Bernie Sanders? Who do they got? And they are faced with more losses that are coming down the pike. There are 10 U.S. senators up for re-election next year in states that were won by Donald Trump. So, you tell me what's going to happen there. You're probably going to have 10 losses. It's going to be interesting to see where the Democrat Party goes from here. But I have said, probably for the last year or so, that this doesn't surprise me. Because Mr. Obama has been angling to be the titular head of the Democrat Party. So he's not going to go anywhere. He's going to stay in D.C. He's going to fundraise. He's going to this whole deal of that he's staying because he wants his one of his daughters to finish high school. Give me a break, dude. But he's going to try to basically fight Donald Trump every step of the way. And I'll tell you, he better watch out because we've already seen. What Donald Trump is capable of, how he has vanquished not just those in his own party running for the nomination, but also Hillary Clinton and the political dynasties of the Clinton family, the Bush family, and Barack Obama's legacy. Barack Obama... frankly, has no legacy. His signature achievement is about to be repudiated and put out to pasture. We'll be right back.
Color me your car. Color me your car. Edward Woodson Show.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
An idle mind is the Woodson's Workshop, and Edward loves company.
Well, the devil got my number, and the devil got my size, and the devil got my head, and the devil got my eyes. I'm trying hard to get up, and see, make it to my heart, cause I wanna make it back from the dark, dark, dark.
Don't be nervous, you've been kidnapped by The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. Many in the national media are certain that hacked emails hurt Hillary Clinton's chances in the election. But their reports and columns rarely cite any of the email's contents that would have presumably affected the outcome. Members of the press have made a new push to assert that Russian hacking had an effect on the election, especially after last week's unclassified report that said Russia did try to help President-elect Trump and hurt Hillary Clinton. That report, however, made no finding of how effective Russia was. But many in the press are deciding nonetheless that the effort had a huge impact. While Russian hacks were not involved in vote tallying, the publishing of pilfered emails, altering the zeitgeist, poisoning the political environment, and shifted public opinion, all of which were to Trump's benefit, liberal New York Times columnist Charles Blowjob wrote on Monday, citing the intelligence report. The night before, Blow's colleague Jim Rutenberg, who writes a column on media, said that the spilled secrets in the emails were damning to the Clinton campaign. He noted that the email revelations saw the resignation of Democrat National Committee Chair Debbie What's-Her-Name Schultz and led CNN to terminate its contract with Democrat strategist Donna Black Mama Brazil, but neither Blow nor Rutenberg explained why the emails were damaging, nor did they cite examples as to what was in them. The emails, first the DNC ones hacked and published in late July, followed by those of Clinton campaign chair John Podesta in August, contained no explosive revelations, though they did show DNC officials preferred Clinton to Bernie Sanders in the Democrat primary. They also showed Clinton aides questioning some of their candidates' decisions. Another email showed Podesta referring to former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson and former Energy Secretary of Frederico Pena, both of whom are of Latin descent, as needy Latinos. At the time of that email's publication, neither the New York Times nor the Washington Post covered it. Huh, big surprise. But news reports and journalists are asserting that the emails, at least in some capacity, cost Clinton the election. Was it the Russians who turned Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania truly red, said Times columnist Maureen Dowd on Saturday, referring to the formerly blue states that Trump won on Election Day. The Trump team, for their part, has maintained that its victory is legitimate and that it is not helped or guaranteed by foreign intervention. That assessment hasn't been challenged by the intelligence community, at least not in the public version of its reports. The report did say Russia's intent was to aid Trump and harm Clinton, but it also said intelligence officials did not make an assessment of the impact that Russian activities had on the outcome of the 2016 election. Still, in an interview Sunday on CNN, anchor Jake Tapper, without discussing the contents of the email, asked Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway, how can you say that the hacking had no impact on the election when Mr. Trump, during the campaign, kept invoking WikiLeaks, which was printing and publishing things that the Russians had hacked? An article Friday, first of all, we don't even know that to be the case. Because, of course, Julian Assange has said consistently, for probably since this story broke in June or July when it first broke, I think it was the end of June, beginning of July, that the Russians had nothing to do with it. An article Friday in the New York Times called the intelligence report a damning and surprising detailed account of Russia's efforts to undermine the American electoral system, but failed to mention the contents of the emails. The Washington Post write-up of the intelligence report referred to the emails as having embarrassed Democrats and kept voter attention on Clinton's email controversy. But again, that story listed no embarrassing details that might have swayed voters away from Clinton. Of course, because, you know, they don't want to actually, print any facts. Similarly, a USA Today report in December referred to the emails as a trove of sensitive communications, but did not say what made them sensitive. And you know why they did that? Because they didn't want Hillary Clinton to be indicted for the fact that she had a private server. So they basically were running interference from her. Okay? In fact, in October, New York Times columnist James Wosik dismissed the contents of the emails and said this: just because it's hacked doesn't mean it's important, he wrote, adding that where there's a smoking gun, there isn't always fire. And PolitiFact, you know, those that are supposed to police fake news, on December 1st, in a since updated article, said, based on the evidence, it seems highly unlikely that actions by the Russian government contributed in any decisive way to Trump's win over Clinton. But now, of course, the story has changed. Now, for instance, John McCain had this to say. Friday. John McCain said on Friday that the Russian hacking is an act of war. John McCain. Dr. Strangelove. John McCain, who just loves war. Never met a war he didn't love. Really, John McCain? An act of war? So I guess that means we have to, attack Russia now? Start World War III? Because, you know, that whole Syrian thing didn't quite work out the way you wanted it to. You know, you wanted us to go into Syria, right? Join forces with the moderate rebels. Remember that? Yeah. All right, I got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing this, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's still Dre Day. AK. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They wanna know how I feel about it.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. You know, I've heard in the last couple of weeks, one president at a time. There's only one president at a time, right? We keep hearing that from Democrats, from those in the media. Okay. Donald Trump isn't president yet. I get it. So how is he to blame for the Russian hacking? Because, you know, they're trying to pin it on him somehow, that it's on him. But this happened on Mr. Obama's watch. Because Mr. Obama has been the president for the last 8 years. And the Obama administration did nothing. There was the big Chinese hack. Did nothing. Intelligence, the intelligence community knew all about these hacks last year. And we knew this story was, the story's been out for, since at least the summer. And yet they did nothing. In fact, here's Jake Tapper talking to a Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar. She's on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and I know I probably messed up her name. But anyway, I want you to listen to this. This is
interference, as the U.S. intelligence community says it did. This is Russia's doing. But on another level, to be perfectly candid, Isn't this all a huge failure of the Obama administration in terms of cybersecurity and foreign relations? Under his watch, all this happened to his party and to the detriment of his would-be successor, Hillary Clinton.
I think it's easy to cast blame. You can look at a lot of things that this has happened to other countries as well. But I think in our country, I don't think we were ready.
It's easy to cast blame. Well, you've been blaming Donald Trump for this, and he's not the president. But you don't want to blame, the guy that's actually been president? Okay.
To think that a major nation like Russia would get into this kind of mess with our own country. Do I wish we had done things differently? Yes. Do I wish we had responded more quickly? Yes. But my question now is, how do we work together across the aisle to respond more quickly? The president has limited power with some of the sanctions he put forward a few weeks ago. There's some today that are unrelated to the cyber hacking, but he continues to do that. The best thing that I think we can do is not just keep the economic sanctions in place we have right now, but also expand them, because that is where I believe you're going to see change. We have to show economic power and we have to show strength.
Really? So, when I hear that, for instance, sanctions, economic power, sanctions, blah, 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 it didn't seem to work really in Cuba, for instance. Or Iran. In fact, we've actually rewarded these people, right? We actually rewarded Cuba now. Cuba's cool now. Everything's good. We good, right? And Iran. How'd those economic sanctions work out? So now we're gonna sanction Russia. Okay. All right. Okay. Is that really what we're going to do? I mean, we really want to try to, what, intimidate Russia? Or, what exactly is the point of that? And the fact that Mr. Obama is doing it at the very end, this is a last-minute deal. Why did they not say anything before? I'll tell you why they didn't. Because it would have highlighted Hillary Clinton and the fact that she was irresponsible. So they couldn't. They couldn't bring up the Russian hacking deal, because then that would have left Hillary Clinton open to criticism that of course you were hacked because you had a private server in your house that nobody knew about, that you kept secret. You got a secret server in your house, and you were passing classified information back and forth. Of course the Russians hacked you. Although, by the way, that's never really come out, right? That we've never actually gotten to see any of the emails from Hillary Clinton's server. We've seen John Podesta's, we've seen the DNC stuff, but we haven't seen actually, Hillary's emails. Where's the 33,000 emails that she erased after, of course, she was subpoenaed to turn them in? Where's those emails? Nobody's talking about that, right? No, we're talking about this bogus story. That's what we're talking about, and they're going to keep talking about it, but. Who's to blame for this? And why now? Why didn't Barack Obama expel 35 Russian diplomats in August when this stuff, right after the story broke? After Debbie What's-Her-Name Schultz and the other staffers were forced to resign or were fired. And then Donald Brazil had to leave too. Because it turned out that because of the leaked emails, we found out that she was given answers to debate questions to Hillary Clinton. I mean, we found out the truth. Would it have been better if we had not found out the truth? Would that have made this better? That's what I want to know. That's really what they're pissed off about. Because they can't control the messaging anymore. That's why you see the level of frustration with, for instance, Donald Trump and, you know, and Barack Obama's talked about. Barack Obama's talked about the filters. You know, information being filtered. He's talking about talk radio. He's talking about me. People like me. Because they can't control the messaging anymore. And, you know, it used to be that they could just make an assertion and the mainstream media would follow along and legitimize their assertions and it was all true. Or so they thought. But now they can't do it anymore. People are pushing back. People aren't buying it anymore. Because we have the World Wide Web. We have technology now. It's a double-edged sword. Because now you can't control the messaging. Where you could have controlled it no problem before. But now you can't anymore. So, I wonder what Mr. Obama is going to talk about tonight in his farewell address. Trust me, it won't be a farewell address. It's going to be a I'm not going anywhere address. We'll be right back.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Last night, Tucker Carlson, he took over the 9 p.m. slot for the departed Ava Braun. By the way, I don't think she's ever going to be able to replicate what she did at Fox News. I think it was, this is one of the worst career moves I've ever seen in my life, frankly. I predict that she will be an afterthought. A footnote in history, really, because she thinks that by going to NBC that people are going to follow her, and I just I don't see it. I don't see her audience at Fox News following her over to NBC for this. She's going to do a daytime talk show. That's a tough gig, daytime talk show. You've got. Daytime talk is littered with the corpses of those that have tried and failed. Katie Couric, Meredith Vieira, Anderson Cooper, to name a few. Of course, there are many others. So Tucker Carlson last night, his first show in the 9 p.m. slot. If you haven't watched it, it's must-see TV, really. But anyway, last night he had on Glenn Beck. And I just have to play this exchange. So Tucker Carlson was asking about, have you lost faith because Cruz won and Ted Cruz lost and Trump won? Did it shake your faith? Because, of course, Glenn Beck famously said that Ted Cruz was anointed by God. Remember that. He said that. He was anointed by God. I want you to listen to this exchange with Tucker Carlson and Glenn Beck.
Good evening and welcome to the new 9 p.m. edition of Tucker Carlson Tonight. Over the past year and a half, nobody argued more forcefully or more fervently against Donald Trump's presidential candidacy than multimedia veteran Glenn Beck. Beck went on the road in support of rival candidate Ted Cruz, whom he said was anointed by God to stop Trump. At one point, he predicted that 4 years of a Trump presidency would lead, quote, to civil war or worse. Well, his exhortations went unheeded, and a Trump presidency is 11 days away. So where's Glenn Beck on all of this now? Glenn Beck joins us tonight. Glenn, great to see you.
Good to see you, Tucker. First of all, let me say congratulations on your new show, and I'm honored that you would ask me to be on your first show. Let me just clarify a couple things.
Thank you.
You bet. Never said he was anointed by God to be president.
Yes, you did say that. This guy is such a phony. Yes, he did say that. You absolutely said that, Glenn Beck. You're a liar and an opportunist.
In the United States, I do believe that people are called, all of us are. You're called for your job. I'm called for my job.
Right.
All of us are called for a specific time. That doesn't mean that he's the only one that can do it. It doesn't mean any of that. And it certainly doesn't mean that God's going to make that happen. We have to all play our roles. So I appreciate what you said, but it's not exactly this what it meant.
It's what you said. You said he was anointed by God. Okay? That's what you say. In fact, you went so far as to say he was Moses. Okay?
Well, I think I remember it pretty well. You said you've been praying for and with Ted Cruz, and that you had heard that you believe that God had called him forward at this time. And so I just, my
yes.
question is really simple.
Just like,
and I'm not attacking you. I'm just wondering, because he didn't win and Trump did win, did it shake your faith? And what lessons, spiritual lessons, did you take from that?
No.
None.
I think that all of us are called by God. This kind of, and Tucker, you know this.
No. He doesn't know it. Psycho.
All of us are called by God to do certain things. And sometimes those things mean just take a stand. It doesn't mean that what you think is going to work out is worked out. Just
right.
You're called for this time. I happen to believe that all of us were called at this time to take a stand in the Republic and to do the right thing.
What a phony. Oh, my God. He also said that Trump would be a dictator, that this would lead to civil war. He predicted all kinds of gloom and doom. Okay? This guy is the biggest opportunist phony I've ever seen in my life. I mean, really. Glenn Beck needs to go away. Please, why is he still around?
Right. But because Trump did win and you believe that God did have a role in this election, what message do you think God is sending us by Trump's election? What does that mean, I guess, is what I'm asking.
I can't speak for God.
But you did before. You said he was anointed by God. You spoke for God before, but now you can't because, your guy lost.
I don't know. Here's the message that I would get. We are living in critical times, no different than we were living 8 years ago, 12 years ago.
Right.
Things are very tough. We should humble ourselves, including me, and perhaps be a little more gentle with each other. Half
yes.
of the nation right now is freaking out that Donald Trump is the president.
Right.
I find it amazing that those people are freaking out, and yet they were the ones mocking and ridiculing us 8 years ago and saying, what are you worried about? Oh, you're worried about a dictatorship. Well, now they're saying it.
No, you said it. You said that. You said that Donald Trump was going to be a dictator. It's not they saying it. It's you that said it, phony.
So I think what I've learned from this election is, perhaps I need to be a little more humble.
You know what I learned from this election? That you're a big phony, okay? That's what I learned. And you're a liar. And you're full of it.
Perhaps we need to be a little more kind to each other and listen
right.
to each other, or we're going to tear each other apart.
I think that's really wise advice that we could all heed, me included. I guess I'm asking you because you seem to frame this election in moral terms almost from the beginning, that it wasn't just a contest between people who had differing views, but it really was a contest between the good and the not good and the evil. And in your view, and I watched you on the road, I was with you for part of it, you really posited Ted Cruz as the good guy in this. And then when he lost, I think I heard you say that he was, or maybe concede, that he was, in fact, maybe disingenuous and smarmy, actually, is the word you used. Why did you change your view so much on Ted Cruz?
Oh, please go away.
Wow.
This guy is the biggest phony, the biggest opportunist, a con man, okay? Glenn Beck, you're a con man. Go away, please, okay? You lost. Your guy lost and you lost. I have to share with my audience some very some bad news. I found out today that my former producer and a very, very dear friend of mine, Steve James, passed away last night. For those of you that used to listen to my show back in the day, when I had Steve as my producer and my sound engineer, no, Steve James, he used to chime in and actually do a lot on the show, and I was actually shocked to find out that that we lost one of the greats, really. Steve James was a true great in terms of radio here in South Florida. He was very well known here. And so it is with a heavy heart tonight that I announce the passing of my good friend, Steve James, who I learned a lot from and was a mentor and a friend, and you will be greatly missed, Steve James. Thanks for listening to the show, and follow us on Facebook, and follow me on Twitter at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.